Try Sportsbet's Bet with Mates. Start a group and build a multi together. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. Sportsbet with all the prices. They never sleep. They do not have a day off. And Hammy Goodman. Well, they do, actually.
Well, they do, yeah.
Well, they do. Because
That was the other day.
That's right.
A long Monday. Weekend.
They weren't Sean Elmore, I didn't go on drive nothing. With Joel and Fletch on Monday, so they do.
Yeah.
No, here he is.
So Hammy apart Goodman. From those days, they don't
apart
sleep.
Apart from those days, they never have a day off. Hammy Goodman, hello.
No, we do have the occasional day off. We've got a very generous annual leave package as well at sports, but they look after us well. So from time to time, we'll take a day off. But we're still very busy. Plenty of markets up. And a few people probably a little bit disappointed that the footy season is over. But fear not, because we're only a couple of weeks away from the Rugby League World Cup. That's going to kick off in a couple of weeks as well, of course. Australia are the $1.45 favourites. Pretty short there in the outright market. The Kiwis are actually our best back side at $4.50. Samoa, they have been the big firmers. They opened up at $51. They are now $10 to win the World Cup, Samoa. England and Tonga, $13. You can just about write your own ticket on the rest of the teams in the competition, to be fair. Not a lot of value around Australia or New Zealand in their first matches. They're both sort of 30-point favourites against Fiji, who are $26, and Lebanon, $51 respectively. But the big surprise at this stage, in the opening game of the tournament, host England, they are $2 outsiders in the tournament opener against Samoa, who are $1.80 favourites in the opening match of the tournament. So that's one to watch as it comes a bit closer.
Victor Radley on debut, Brandy. I can't wait for that. Like Victor Radley turning out for England for the first time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching that. I really am. But I think Samoa can get him. Now, just stick with the NRL for a moment. What about early prices for next year?
Yes, well, Brandy, your boys, the Panthers, $4 favourites to go back to back to back. So the early interest as well from the punters has been in the Panthers. The Roosters are second favourites at $7. The Storm are $9. Then you've got the Eels at $10. The Sharks, South, and the Cowboys are all on $11. And then you've got the Dolphins in their inaugural season, $67 to lift the trophy. They are the longest price to win the comp. But it's all looking the way the Panthers, the punters reckon they can pull off a three-peat.
Cricket season is upon us. Australia play the West Indies tonight.
We do. At Metricon Stadium, Australia $1.25 favourites. The Windies $4. The top Australia run scorer market, Dave Warner, is the shortest there at $3.45 ahead of Mitch Marsh at $4.40. I reckon Cam Green is worth a look at $5.60, given the way that he's been striking them of late. Top West Indies run scorer, I can tell you who it won't be. Shimron Hetmyer missed his flight from the West Indies and has been subsequently dropped from the World Cup squad, so he won't be the top West Indies run scorer. A bloke you spoke about earlier on the program today, Nicholas Pooran at $4.50, is best back in that market. Player of the match, I'm going to go back to Cameron Green again. $9, cracking bet provided the way that he's been going of late. If he starts, I reckon he's a cracking bet at $9.
What was that Windies player who missed the flight?
Shimron Hetmyer.
Shimron Hetmyer. What does Shimron Hetmyer and Greg Alexander have in common? They've missed international flights. How many Panthers players have won Dally M's? Only one. This is a question. How many Panthers players have been a Sale of the Century champion? From Mick. On the text, Greg Alexander. We've got all these questions. Greg Alexander is the answer. It's amazing. Just one. Super Bowl entertainment. Do you have a price for that? We're a fair way off. We only just started the season, basically. But the Super Bowl entertainment, Jimmy Barnes, Shepard.
We have got... Well, it's actually been announced. I know Brandy loves his Super Bowl entertainment. He'll be thrilled that Rihanna has been announced as a halftime show for this season's Super Bowl. What will her first song of the Super Bowl be? We've got to mark it up around that one. Our traders can't split... Please Don't Stop the Music, and This Is What You Came For, both at $4. Umbrella's there at $6. Disturbia is at $7.50. But I don't know about you, Brandy, but I reckon there's a bit of value around SOS at $10.
It will be one hell of a...
Yeah.
Isn't that an ABBA song?
No, Rihanna's got her own version, Brandy. It's a ripper. And if I was around, I'd be starting with it in the halftime show. So $10.
Put a little bit on that too, Hammy. I'll follow you.
Gamble responsibly, Brandy. Looking forward to that halftime show in a couple of months' time.
When you two blokes start speaking English again, I'll contribute to the conversation. The Rugby League World Cup in Newcastle, the headline act is the Kaiser Chiefs.
Right.
Has that got thumbs up from Lieutenant Dan, Kaiser Chiefs fan? Yeah. Kaiser Chiefs will be performing before England and Samoa.
Well, I can only assume Shepherd were unavailable, Vossie.
That's what I'm saying. Shepherd gone, but the Kaiser Chiefs are there. We might play him in Vossioki because I don't know any of their songs.
Because I've never heard of them.
Yep. Give him a roll.
They're good, Hammy the Goodman. Chiefs. They're good. They'll do a good job. They will do a good
job.
Okay. Yeah.
Great segment, Hammy. As always, from Sportsbet, and of course, gamble responsibly. Have a great Wednesday.
You too, boys. Chat tomorrow.